Netzel Yushlaim, is it true? Did Nebuchadnezzar come up to Yushlaim? For it's here the Pesach says, Vayalu Oisai a Melech Bovel, Rav Losa, that the Melech Bovel went to Rav Losa, Vyomer Abavua, Zuan Tuchio, that's where he went to. So it comes out that Nebuchadnezzar did not come to Yushlaim. So how is it possible that Nebuchadnezzar, he said like he went up to the Melech Bovel, he went to see Nebuchadnezzar in Yushlaim. Nebuchadnezzar never went to Yushalayim. So my answer is two pshatim. One pshat is Machlokes Rav Chisdo Rav Yitzchok Bar Avidimi. That Chadama one says, Tumus diyoikne hoysa chakuku lo yamakavtoi. That the pshat is that Nevuzardon, the image of his master, Nebuchadnezzar, it was chakuk, it was carved out yamakavto on what he wrote on. So that was the pshat. That wherever he went, it was sort of as if the Nebuchadnezzar was with him. The Chadam and the other one said, no, Eimo Yisera Hoysalemimenu, that Nebuzardan had Eimo had fear from his master, Nebuchadnezzar. And Vedoyma Kimishoyma the front of his mamash considered as if the Nebuchadnezzar was in front of him. That's what the Pesach means, that Nebuzardan came to see the Melech, came to see the Melech Bovel. His Eimo was in front of him. So, this is the pshat from the pasuk before that the pasuk the Novi said Ben Yechabidav V'yever Adonov, that like Novi selling Klayis Otechocho, like here by the Goyim we see the way a Ben gave cover to his father and the way the Eved this Nebuzardan gave respect to his Odin to Nebuchadnezzar. So Lachos Kama Vakama Klay Yisrael has to give cover, give respect, like we say Dashin Shavisi Hashem Manevi Samed. HaKadosh Baruch always has to be in front of us. Smadat here, this Evid felt this way about his master, for sure, Klayus, so we have to feel this way about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says, when the Nebuchadnezzar came to fight against Yerushalayim, Omar Rabba says, Toyin Tlosa Meya Kudnaisa. He had 300 mules loaded up. Nagud Pazola. Axes made from metal, from iron. The Sholeh Bepazila, they have the power to knock down, they're very strong, they can knock down like an iron fence. So, Shodalai Nebuchadnezzar Nebuchadnezzar, that's what Nebuchadnezzar sent in Nebuchadnezzar, that Kulo Belasinu, whereas all of these were like swallowed up. In other words, he tried to knock down the gate, and it didn't go. With all these axes that he sent, he couldn't knock down the gates. Is Kula Basino Chod Doshad Yushlaim, on one gate of Yushlaim he used up Kemat all the axes. Shneva the Pasuk says, Pisucheho Yochad Bechashu Bechalepois Yalemun, that he wanted to use up all the axes on one gate. Samar says, Boilum Heder, so son of Nebuzardan, like Kemat gave up, he wanted to return. Amma, but he said, Mistafin, I'm afraid, I'm embarrassed, Tlelevdu Bi, Kiechid Diabdi Bisencheruf. They should not do to me like assassinate me the same way they killed Atzin Cherev when he returned. So Nokukurlo Abasko came out, a voice came out, the Yomani said, Shavir by Shavir, Alipa the son of Alipa, he could jump. As Nebuzardan Shavir jump. To Moti Zim now came the time, to Mikta Shachor, that the Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed. The Echol and Mikta, time to burn down the Hechol. So what happened was, Porshle Chardnagi, Yoni had one axe left over. So he took it, Machio Bekufi, hit it with the head of the axe, the Iftach, and was able to open up the gate. Shneim Reposik says, Yivoda Kimevi Lamolo Visavach Eitz Kadumas, like he was known when he came through with the head of the axe. Heavy Koto Vyozli, he was going and killing out the Yidden. Ademot Eliechol to Nebuzardan reached the Hechol. Adlak Bey, he literally put it on fire, Nuro Gabo. Hecholo, that it was Kemat going up, the Hechol was going up in fire. So that was Dochor Beimin Shemaya, when the Shemayim they crushed it down. Shneim the Pasuk says, Gas Dorach Hashem Lepsulos Bas Yuda. So what happened now was, after that Nebuzardan burnt down the Beis Hamikdash, is Zicha Daita, he was going around with a high head, like he was breaking about what he did. Is Nofka Basko Sabasko came out to Yom and said, Lei, Amok Tilo Katlas, you killed the dead nation. In other words, it was going to happen, Hashem was the one that caused this to happen. Hey, Chol Lechliya Kolis, You burnt down and burnt the Beis HaMikdash already. And Kimcha Tchina Tchinta, you grind it up like Kemach flour. It's not you're doing like it was doomed to happen anyway. Shneim HaPosek says, Kichi Rechayim V'tachini Kamech, I take your ham, take your millstones and grind up flour, it says. Gali Tzamoseich Cheshvi Shevel, Gali Shuk Yivun Horas Chitye. Svar says, Chitim Lenemer, it doesn't say he grounded up wheat. Ela Kemach, Mashmi only grounded up flour, something that was already grounded up. Nadigma says that Chose Dom Medischarya. So Nebuzaradan saw the blood, he saw blood on the floor, which was really the Dam of Zechariah. Tevi Karosik was boiling. Omalu, so Nebuzaradan asked Chachom there, my high, what is this? His Omalu, that's the first, he answered back and said, Dam Zavochmu, this is the blood of Karbonus. Tishtapach that was spilled here. Omalu, he said, listen, I see the insi, come and I'll compare. In other words, let me test this, did this seed is really Dam Zavochim? He madmu kosi. So what he did was, he asked him to bring a behemah, he shechted it, and v'loi itmi, it wasn't like it. So he saw it wasn't the blood of an animal, but it was the blood of a person. So Amalu, he said to them, Goluli, tell me clearly what happened here. V'loi, if you don't tell me, sarikn l'chuli b'sraichum, b'masrika t'parzala, I'll use an iron or comb to comb off your skin. He scared them. So Amalu, they said back to him, it was koyin v'novi hegvi, this charyo, was the Kohen and he was a Navi. The Invilul Yisro b'Churban Yushlayim. He said over Nevuas that there will be a Churban Abayis for Katlu and when we killed him. So Amalu, he said, so Nebuzaradan said, Anonu Feistanlei, I will appease for him, I will take revenge for him. So I see Rabbanu, first he took the Rabbanu, Koto Elayu, he killed the Rabbanu there. But Vuleinach, the blood of Zechariah did not rest. I see Baradiki, the very Rabbi brought the Tatamidim, the young children, caught the liar who killed over them over there of Lenach, his blood did not rest. I see Pachak when he brought the Yom Kahanim, caught the liar who killed them there of Lenach, his blood still did not rest. Ade caught the liar Tishin v'yaboyne buya till he killed 94,000 Yidin for Lenach, and still he did not rest, the blood did not rest. His korv lagabes, now the Buzardim came close to his blood. Omri said, Zchar Yizcharya, Tovim Shebehem Ivaratem, I destroyed already the best of them. Nichalacho Diktalino Lekulai. Do you want me to kill out all the Jews? Is Miyadnach, right away the blood stopped. Now, when the Vazadin saw that, now Hira Tshuva Badaita, he started to do tshuva. And normally he said like this, Mahim Shleivdu El Nefeshechos, not the Klai Yisrael. They only killed one person, just Shecharya. Kachheve, that's the punishment happened back to them. That now 94,000 was killed out. It was so who gavra, like this person said upon himself about the Buzardim. My tevye law, what's going to be upon me that I killed out so many Jews? Sorry, Kiran, Shardar, Pratisa, Levese, Vizgaya. Kiran, Rashi says, Shtar, Tavoy, left over a will that what he wants done in his own house. He ran away, Vizgaya, and the Buzardim became a gear. Talmud says, Tana Rabban, well, like this. Naaman, he was the Ger Toisha. He was the Ger Toisha, means he only accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, but he did not become a real Jew. Nevuzardon Ger Tzedekoi, like this last mice, he was Mizgayer, he became a Ger Tzedek, he was Makabal to be all mitzvahs, he was Makabal to be a real Jew. Mibnei Bono Shal Sisroi, from the grandchildren of Sisroi, Limdu Terb Yishlayim, they were Zarah to learn Terb Yishlayim. And Mibnei Bono Shal Sacheriv, from the grandchildren of Sacheriv, Limdu Terb Rabin, even through Terb Rabin. Oman Ninu, who were they? Shemaya Vatalian, the Avtalian. They were from the Bnei Bonim of Sacheriv. Mibnei Bono Shal Homon, Lomdu Terb Bnei Brak, they were Zarah to learn Terb Bnei Brak. Viav Mibnei Bono Shalaisu Rosha, even from the grandchildren of that Rosh of Nebuchadnezzar, also B.K. Shakarish Baruch Lachnis Atachas Kanshvei Hashchina. Shakarish Baruch wanted that children should be Mizgayim and they should become Jews. Ezomu Malachi Yashoros Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Malachim said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi She'echrev Es Beischa, the one that destroyed your house, Basof HaSechlecha, that burned up your base, Beis Hamikdash, Tikonis Takas Kanshvei Hashchina, let him become a Jew. So they stopped it. And Hanadich says, that's what the Pesach says, Rafinu as both of Lo Nefosa, and we wanted to heal, but was not able to. Like Rashi says, Shaykhorish Borkum of Akash Lefosoi, the last of the Mevon of Takas Kanfi Ashkina, but the Malachim did not let him. Ulu Ramar Ze Nebuchadnezzar goes on Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar Elu Nehoris Bovel. These are the rivers of Bovel. Rashi says Shem Royim Lish is very bitter to drink. Fatir Gemod Shim say to Bavloi, and the Rashi says the palm trees, the bitter palm trees, stood there. Yeah, Omar Ulu says like this: Amon Moyev Shibavi Bishud Yishlayim. Amon and Moyev, they were like bad neighbors of Yishlayim. Kivun the Shaminu and Neviya to come as Naboy the Chubna of Yishlayim. As soon as they heard the Novi say Nevius that Yishlayim will be Chorov, Shochu Nebuchadnezzar. They sent messages to Nebuchadnezzar saying, Pukvisa, come, but come now, come and destroy Yishlayim. Omar Nebuchadnezzar said, Mistafina, I'm afraid, to my left, the leader should not do to me. Kiddi of do the kamud that they did to the ones before me. Is a shochel they sent back to know ki ain ha'ish b'deisai. Like the Kodesh Baruch was not in his place. The Kodesh Baruch was not in Yishlayim now, in Eretz Yisrael now. Holach b'derech m'rochek, he went to a faraway place. So Mor says v'yanish ala Kodesh Baruch. The Pesach says Yisha means the Kodesh Baruch. Hashem is not in Eretz Yisrael now. Shnem the Pesach says Hashem ish mechama. But shochel hu, the Nebuchadnezzar still sent back and said, the crazy have they, okay, but he's still close by. I'm afraid if I come to conquer Eretz Yisrael, he'll come and protect them. Shochle they sent back. No, the end of the pasuk says, Holak b'derech merachek, you went far away. So don't be afraid. Sholach Lui sent back, Islu tzadiki, the boy rachm yomaisilei. They have tzadikim left in Eretz Yisrael. So daven to Hashem, Hashem will come and protect them. Shochle they sent back to him, Tzorra kesef lokach b'yodoi. He took a pile of silver with him. Where Midashin v'yen kesev ala tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu took the tzadikim with him. Rashi said, tzadikim sheva meisu. The tzadikim died already. Shem the Pasuk says, v'yichru li b'chamisha asa kosev v'chay misarim v'lesach sarim. That the tzadikim ready, died already. Yeah. So, shocholuhu Hadrei Rishoy B'tshuva still is afraid. Maybe the Rishoy will do tshuva. Well, boy, Rachmed, I'll daven to Hashem. Umaisa, Hashem will help them. Umaisa, and then he'll kill me. So Shochaleh sent back to him. Kva Kovola Zman, Kodesh Baruch Hu already had Zman. That means Shalai Yavoy Ad Ayin Shana. Tashtam Golos Bovel. The Klaisel is in Golos now for 7 years. Hashem will not come back till the end of 7 years. Shenemar Pasuk says, Liyoy Makisa Yavoy Beisai. And Kisiel is man, it means a time. There's a set time when Hashem will come. Shnema bekesel yom chagenu. Sholach lu, so he sent back sifso heve. It's in the winter now. It's hard for me to travel. For mitzinu v'yasi mitiglo o mitra. There's snow and rain now. I can't travel. Sholcholai samin amayv, sent back to Nebuchadnezzar. To yashin v'tura. Come through the mountains. Shnema the pasuk says, Sholchol karmoy shal eretz. Misela. Bidvor al harbasiyon. It's come through the mountains. There, the bad weather will not affect you. So again, Shochaluhu, Nebuchadnezzar sent back. He asked me if I come. Lastly, Duchti di Yasivnebe. I have no place to stay, like outside Yishlayim. There's no place to meet in camp there. He Shochaluhu, they sent back to him. Kvorah Shalhem, the graves that they have outside. Mulami Paltrim Shaloch, they're better off than your palaces. To see the pasuk says in Yimyo, "Vayisi at that time, Numa Hashem Yoytzi Vasatzmois Malcha Yuda." That Hashem will take out the bones of Malcha Yuda. Vasatzmois saw the bones of his princess. Vasatzmois Hakan of the kind of Vasatzmois Anavim. Vasatzmois Yeshu Yishlayim Mikireim Veshitchem Hashem shall spread them out in the sun. Liyareich Lachol Tzuvah Hashemayim Esher Avuyim Vasher Ovdom Vasher Ochu Achleim. So kids, the graves will be cleared out for the army of the Nebuchadnezzar if they want to come. Oh, Malay, this was a story. Yes, this is a story with the Nebuchadnezzar. This is called that Amun and Moav were bad neighbors to Yishlayim. They were the ones that encouraged the Nebuchadnezzar to come to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Talimor says, Omele Rav Nachman, Le Rav Yitzchok, Mishmi Lechot, did you hear, Emas Osi Bar Nafli, when will Bar Nafli come? Is Omele, they said to him, Man Bar Nafli, who is this Bar Nafli? Omele, he said back to Mashiach, Mashiach. So they asked the question, when will Mashiach come? He says back, Mashiach Bar Nafli, Korosla, you call the Mashiach Bar Nafli, Omele, in yes. Because the Pasuk says, Bayayim Mehu, Okim es sukas dover hanafeles. So Rashi says, Malchus dover shenof loch